Three Palestinian gunmen and two Israeli soldiers have been killed during an exchange of fire in the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. An Israeli soldier was also wounded in the incident that happened inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Regime forces have restricted Palestinians' access to the mosque and banned Friday prayers. The Grand Mufti of Jerusalem al-Quds says it is the first time that Israel is preventing Muslims from performing Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque since 1967.
Unfortunately, the Israeli authorities have closed off all the gates to the mosque and the police prevent us from entering the mosque. This is unacceptable. We must have access to our mosque, to this mosque and also to every mosque today. This is an Israeli aggression against Al-Aqsa Mosque and the city of Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned the attack during a phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is while Palestinian resistance movement Hamas said the attack was a natural response to Israeli terrorism and the desecration of the holy compound. The Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine also praised the attack and warned that Tel Aviv should not restrict access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque.